a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Mantown, it is back again. You know you love it. That is people in the dating world trying to get a second date with that person that they fell madly in love with.
Yes, it happens.
It happens.
Every day.
And sometimes you don't get that second date.
Sometimes you don't.
And that really sucks. And this morning, we actually have Nicholas on the phone. Good morning, Nicholas. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
So tell us, my man, you're calling in for a second date. Who'd you go out with?
Mm-hmm. I went out with this woman, Chloe.
Okay. Tell us about
it. My friend Chris knows her through a place he used to work. So it was through my friend Chris that kind of hooked us up in the first place.
Okay.
And we ended up all going out on a double date. Mm-hmm. And we went to Brasserie V, which is a really nice restaurant. It seemed like we were all having a really good time. I know I was.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe was laughing even at some of my worst materials, so I felt like things were going pretty well.
That's the best. I mean, that's hard. I mean, women love a guy who can make them laugh. Like, you're golden.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. So you're enjoying yourself. You're at a really great restaurant. You're cracking her up. What else is going on?
Mm-hmm.
We were enjoying the food. Her and I actually seem to have a lot in common as far as not only our taste in food, but then we got into other things in life and about places we've traveled and places we want to go. So, it seemed to line up incredibly well, especially you don't always expect that for kind of a first kind of blind double date type situation, but, It honestly, I didn't think it could have gone better. So I was trying to see about setting something else up.
Yeah. So how did this date end? I mean, did you like give her your number and be like, or, you know, exchange and you've been trying to get a hold of her via text and she's just not getting back to you now?
Hmm. Yeah, that's the only weird part of it. We did exchange numbers and, I have hit her up a couple times, and there's, I don't know.
Nothing? Crickets. All right.
Could be technical difficulties. I'm not sure. It
could be.
Yeah.
All right, my man. Well, how long has it been then since last time you spoke?
It's been about a week.
That's not horrible.
No, I mean, we get a lot of the weeks. Yeah. There's still hope, my man. So
there's
this is what
hope.
We'll do.
Yeah.
We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Miss Chloe and see why the heck she is not getting back to you, because it sounds like a nice time.
Yeah.
And, you just never know.
And it's great to meet through friends.
Yeah, and she liked his jokes.
She laughed.
What is going on?
So it just doesn't make sense.
All right, we'll find out next, hopefully, with the second date between Nicholas and Chloe with Chris in the Morning Rush. Second date update on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're in the midst of a second date update. Now we got Nicholas on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He went out on a date. Well, he met Chloe.
Yeah.
Seemed like they had a very nice time. Basically, this was a double date.
Yeah.
He was cracking jokes. He said, listen, girls, it wasn't even my best stuff. And she thought it was funny.
What? That's a good sign. Yeah.
You would think. But unfortunately, nothing has occurred after this. He has been trying to get back to her for like a week now. And you just have had no hope, have you, Nicholas?
No, unfortunately not.
All right. That's well, weird. Let's not wait any longer. Let's give her a call.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, my man.
Yep. Hello.
Hi, is this Chloe?
This is. Can I ask who's speaking?
Yes. Hi. This is Krista and Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up? How
what's
are you?
Up?
Well, listen, I would tell you that you won something fabulous we would give you.
Yep.
But you kind of have won something extraordinary because there's someone out here in Madtown that has taken a big liking to you.
Uh-huh.
He's been missing you after a week.
He misses you.
Because you're not getting back. His name is Nicholas.
Really?
Do you remember?
Nicholas. Okay.
Yes, girl.
Okay.
So listen, he likes you.
He does.
And he's wondering, where did you go?
Where are you?
Oh, man. I just, I really don't like talking about my personal info, but I just
you're fine.
We're your girlfriend.
You're fine.
He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy and all.
Yeah.
I don't know. The date was okay. Like he made some really cheesy jokes, which were okay. I give him that. Like they were kind of funny.
Right.
So like I laughed a little bit. It was all right.
Right.
He seemed like a nice guy and all.
Okay.
But then like at the end of the day, he was like walking me to my car and. Uh-huh. You know, instead of like a hug or a handshake or something like that, he patted me on the head.
No, he didn't.
He did not. Why would he do
that?
Yeah,
like he took his hand and it was like pat, pat, pat on my forehead. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I'm not a kid.
Right.
It was super awkward. It was so weird. I don't even know what to think.
You know what? This is crazy. This brings me back to a moment when I was living in San Francisco and I was eating my my dinner, my microwavable dinner, looking out of my window.
Yeah.
And there was a hotel. And when I was looking, I saw something happening with a woman and a man. It was a prostitute, let me just tell you.
Stop.
But after she was done,
what?
He patted
Girl.
Her on the head, too.
Girl, stop it.
This is no joke.
Stop.
I'm not kidding.
That is so disrespectful.
What reason
would you have to pat on someone's head?
Yeah, like, good job. Hey,
yeah,
good job.
Good work.
Well, obviously, maybe Nicholas thought you did a good job on the date. He is on the phone, girl.
So, oh, he's on the phone.
Yeah. He's on the phone?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So,
first of all, I barely remember this, but now that you're mentioning it, I didn't even think about it because I had no bad intention behind it. But Chloe, you were talking about how you missed home and you were kind of sad and like a little homesick since you had moved away. And the pat on the head, if I did that, it was kind of like things will get better.
I meant it as a sweet thing. Yeah.
That's
nice.
You could have patted me on the shoulder, though. I mean, I felt a little insulted. Like, I don't mean to be rude, but... I didn't mean to be rude either.
I wasn't gonna, I was trying to show you I wasn't a gentleman. I wasn't gonna start groping you and move in for some open mouth kiss.
That's a good call.
Yeah,
that's a good call. So listen, I think this is obviously just a misunderstanding. He was just trying to be sweet and cute and welcome you because, again, if you're homesick and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So this is what we're doing, Chloe. We want to know if you want to go on a second date with Nicholas.
Come on.
There will be no patting.
I'll go. He seems like a nice guy.
So, yes?
Oh, good.
I'll go. Okay.
Yay!
All right. We'll do a fist bump at the end of the date or something.
Oh, a fist bump.
I like it.
And
that's
listen, it's going to get even better. You can pat us on the head, Nicholas, because Tracy and I are going to send you both out to dinner again. Sound good?
Yeah. Pat us on the head.
That's amazing.
I love it.